Hello and welcome, nerds, to another episode of Top Shelf Loot. I will be your host, Mr. Miles. Now, we got an interesting one today, actually. It just came out. It's about the whole SBMM. You know what that is, ladies and gents? If you don't know, things have changed a little bit since the olden days of video games. And, one of the biggest things is SBMM, which is skill-based matchmaking. Now, everybody's got their opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion about those. You know, it's garbage. I cannot stand it. It's just terrible. You know, like, I don't know. It's just, I've seen it in Fortnite. You know, I played it. And in Modern Warfare. Now Cold War. You know, Treyarch's top big boy there says, "Ping is king." I got a little bit of, I'll elaborate a little bit on this freaking SBMM. It's terrible. It's terrible, get punished for it. You know, back whenever I played, Call of Duty 4 original, there was no SBMM. You either got good or, got it pushed in. Pardon me for that, but that's true. You know, is what it is. That's what made you get better. Anyway, so these few YouTubers, they did a couple weeks worth of analytics on the SBMM just to show people and actually blow it wide open on how it really works, especially how it's working right now in Cold War. But apparently, they pretty much copy and pasted from Modern Warfare. So what exactly to a T what they're doing with Modern Warfare's SBMM is what they're doing on Cold War. Identical, nothing different. Now, here is the logic behind it. Is that if you're good, you play with good people, so it's always a challenge. If you're bad, you just play the other bad people. And I don't know, maybe the game don't go that high. It's just, I don't know. Search and destroy never ends. I don't know how it works. But anyways, long story short, if that's the way it worked, then that's the way they meant for it to work. I understand that. But here's where a couple surprising things are happening that they have witnessed and consistent analytics on what I'm about to tell you. Okay? This pattern I'm about to tell you has been consistent every time. And what it is trying to see how he worded this, but he played 7 matches. Now, pretty much, by the way, the higher KD you have, the more you get punished. And not only do I mean punished, but I mean you get punished in the sense of not playing as people as good as you. But I mean you get punished with higher ping. And I know right now you're like, oh, well, how do you know that? Well, from what I've researched and read, what it is you know those games where you're playing and you're just on a freaking hot streak. Nobody can touch me. I can do what I want. Yeah, we've all had. And what that is that every you play, or let's flip the script, you play a game, and don't matter what you do, your name for that game is can't get right. Because I don't care what you do, you can't do nothing right. You're going to get just taken. And what that really is, and it's sad, but I've done it myself, and I look back, I'm like, this son of a guns. And what it is on average, that you'll play 7 very hard games. Now, you might do good enough to, overrun it. But you'll play 7 hard games, moderate to hard games. And then right when you're on the brink of saying, oh, screw it, I know how tonight's going to be, I'll play a different game. Then you'll be playing in a game where the SBMM doesn't matter and you are way better than anyone there. Anyone there, because you're in a lower tier just one time, and that's the bait. And then they'll rinse and repeat the process to do an average of 7 more games worth of moderate to severe difficulty. to keep you hooked on playing. It don't matter to me. I've played this long enough where it just doesn't matter. I mean, I have good games, bad games. But just the thought process in that, what was being discovered and uncovered, and you can check Twitter. You know, currently right now as I'm reporting this to you, it's trending crazily on Twitter because they came out with the information. Now, here's the crazy part, is that say you're not a party, you're just playing solo, but you're playing team deathmatch. Well, the thing is that you keep playing it, okay? And it pretty much takes your last game, hence why it's not like it used to be, which is stupid, but which is, you know, every game that you play back in the day, you can talk your crap, and then you see him next round, oh, I got you back, bro, I'll get you back. Oh, that's weird. Every time you end a game, you go back and it searches for a whole brand new system. Whole system of people. And what the SBMM does is it practically takes your previous KD. It's all banked off KD. So it takes your instant replay, so to speak, your last game, and applies it in your search. And it just rinse and repeat that. Now, the game that you say, oh my God, I can't be touched, these guys are stupid. Reason why is because you'll be in a bad SBMM lobby, but you'll have the highest KD if you checked it. The game that you're doing really hot in, please, go ahead, check your KD. Your KD chances will be higher than anyone on your team. And more or less probably on the other team minus one person. Or it could be all of them. And that's how they get you. But the better, here's the problem though, the higher KD, the longer, whenever you're going for your average of 7 games of torment, it's a longer wait time all of a sudden. Or it says expanding search. I want you guys to know something. When you see the words expanding search, what it's doing is it is putting you into a lobby of higher pingage for you. Not no one else. For you. Higher pingage. That's how they make this difficult, aside of putting you against people with way higher KD. But I read that story when it broke today, and it blew me up. And that's why it's so controversy. That's why everybody's doing this. You know, getting mad about it. And they prevented you from reversing it, you know, by having several bad games. For instance, like used to, it was game by game. Modern Warfare did game by game. But then everybody started killing themselves, trying to get reset the SBMM. So, I mean, that's in a nutshell, when you hear the words SBMM, that's what it is. But this today, what I'm telling you, blows my mind on the, you know, algorithm they use, because that's annoying. You know, it's not going to be, life's not fair. You know, it's everywhere. You know, you see a football game, a soccer game, whatever. Not everybody's the same skill level. It never is that way. Someone's always better than someone, and that's the way it is. That's life. So, I mean, it's not a deal breaker for me. I've played COD since it was fun, since it was popular. Now, honestly, I've played since Call of Duty 2, actually, on the World War II version online, which Campfest, tell me about that. But it was fun. You know, you made the best of it. But that brings me to another thing. Is I'm not trying to make a gripe fest out of this. Just a few things that agitate me. And I said it, I believe, in the last podcast. Or one of the podcast episodes. Is glint. God, that defeats the whole purpose of a sniper class. I understand you want to prevent camping. But why don't you just take sniper rifles completely out? Because that is... that's what sniping is. It's camping. I mean, you got these, you know, pro-Joes out there who's going to try to make a montage of quick, you know, quick scopes. Who cares? That's been in there since sniper rifle. Always somebody trying to quick scope. That ain't no big deal. But, you know, I'm still pet peeve about the whole glint thing. I don't snipe, but if I want to, you know, I got nothing wrong against that. If a dude wants to go snipe in a corner, let him snipe. Let him get his 5 or 6 kills. It makes it a challenge for me to want to go try to kill him. You know, everything's got to be so, you know, it's just, anyways, not going too much further than that. It's just a little agitating. But on a positive note, how about this, y'all? Season one. Wednesday, ladies and gents. When you listen to this podcast, you'll realize that tomorrow is season one. Come on now. I'm super stoked. They released the trailer. Trailer looks sick. The guns are sick. Plus, I am just excited to re-rank back up. Oh my God. And a Prestige Master leaves 1,000, I believe. Or once you reach Prestige Master, then you go up to 1,000. Whatever. A lot of gameplay. And they're bringing several maps. And they got Pines and one of my favorite BO2 maps, Raid. Now that is good. It's good build, good symmetric. Let's do it. It feels good on search, feels good on deathmatch, whatever your forte is. Feels good all the way around. Plus, it's an all-time favorite. And the last guy, the guy with the weird eye, it's pretty tight. Stitch, I believe is his name. Yeah, it's a pretty tight looking operator. But plus we got weapon blueprints, charms, you name it. So, you know, I am very, very stoked about this. With SBMM aside, and I hope eventually they fix that. And when I mean fix it, I mean just getting rid of it. You know, that'd be awesome. I would enjoy that. But it looks pretty tight. I'm pretty excited. But like always, it's about that time to give you a little bit of builds. Now, I was going to do shoddy and sniper rifle, but the thing is that this just broke whenever I was doing this episode, which was the breaking of the SBMM, exactly what they were doing. So I had to cover that story because that is big news. We all knew it was wanky. We all wanted it gone. And now whenever these, I think it was 3 or 4 YouTubers brought this crap alive, you know, to the light with the analytics they've done in the last few weeks, it really, really put a shine on what they're doing, which is annoying. You know, that is very annoying. So, between snipers and shotguns, I pick shoddy. I pick shotgun. And currently the shotgun we got is, let's see here, 2 of them. And them 2 shotguns are the Pump Action 77 and the SA-12 or the Gallo. Now, these shotguns, we all know, shotguns have been pretty dominant, I will vouch for that, especially that Nuketown 24/7, and I play hardcore, so it is a hip-firing beast, that's for sure. Now, for the Pump Action 77, what I go with, and both of these I still go with, by the way, is the muzzle, barrel, mag, handle, and stock. That's 5. What that means is what? Best idea, use Lawbreaker. Just use it. Lawbreaker. Take all the perks off, you know, categories 1 and 2. And just use 3 perks from category 3. Which is Ninja, Cold-Blooded, and Ghost. Trust me. Muzzle, use the Agency Choke. Barrel, whip out that 24.1 Ranger barrel. Magazine, the Stagnag 8-round tube. The handle, the Airborne Elastic Wrap. And the stock, nada. No stock. Put no stock on that thing. At all. Run that setup. Like I said, every build I ever give you, with a grain of salt, add thing, change thing. This is a great building block for you to start with. if you're going to try shotguns out. Or if you have done it and don't care and want to try something new on the shotgun. Try that setup. Now, the very distant shot, nasty son of a gun, Gallo SA-12. This one's different. Now, this is going to require, I'm telling you, this is an amazing build. Amazing. And now this is going to use up your gunfighter perk. So figure out what you want to do on that part, what three perks you want to run. I mean, I would assume if it was me, what do I run on that one? I know I run Ghost. Run Ghost. Well, I guess that can be either or. Ghost or Ninja. I really don't remember about Ninja. We'll play, I don't know. Anyways, I run Ghost with that. Usually run Scavenger, and then usually run Flak. Flak has sucked butt in the beginning, but has been updated to it's alright. Anyways, you will be adjusting the optic, the muzzle, barrel, body, magazine, handle, and stock. Here we go. You're going to put a quick dot LED on there. Muzzles and infantry choke. The barrel is a 24.6 Ranger barrel. Crazy distance. And then on the magazines, a 12-round tube. The body is that the SWAT laser, 5MW laser. The handle is that airborne elastic wrap. And then the stock is a Duster stock. And again, disclaimer, you can use Lawbreaker and just choose five of these. Don't matter. That's what you want to do. But like I said, this is a great build. I would not lie to you. This is a good build. That will conclude the build section portion of the episode. Next week, we'll go over the sniper rifles and we'll go over sniper rifles, and then I'll add in the two new weapons. Which is that assault rifle and then the MAC-10. I forget what the assault rifle's called. Right offhand. I know it looks like in my head. Kind of like a SAS gun. Anyways. So I'll give those builds too. It's a little bonus of two more there. So we've got six builds to go over next week. And whatever breaks. You know, patch notes. I'll get patch notes. Anything else that uncovers within the season one already. Any glitches. Anything at all. I know the diamond glitch. There was a diamond glitch I seen. I did not test it, but it's several. I got a friend that's done it. Don't know if it's patched right this current second. Really don't matter. It'd be patched the next day anyway. But it was a zombie It was kind of like the zombie glitch, a zombie camo glitch. But this right here allows you to whatever weapon you want is your secondary. And while you're in the pause menu, hovering over a diamond, a friend invites you to a private match, that kind of thing. The only bad part about it is, yeah, it did work from what I see in the videos. It sticks, but, like, it doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't count. It's just a glitch. I don't know. Right now, I don't know if you're in the same boat I'm in or not. But I am working the queue. The QB whatever, W or QBD, whatever. That one's alright, assault rifle. But that Fafar, please tell me if I'm wrong, but that Fafar sucks butthole. It was semi-sucking. And after the, you know, complete, utter nerf and dismantling of the gun, it sucks even worse. So, so terrible. And, like I said, if you got a build, if you have a build, if you have... you know, a loadout, if you want a loadout, you want to build on a certain gun, or a different one you want me to give you, please don't hesitate. Go over to my Twitter, and it's /topshelfloot. Go there, DM me, tweet me, do whatever. Get my attention, and I'll send one of your DM, for sure. Also, I told you I was a gamer. Also, make sure listening to this, make sure if you got downtime, every single night I stream at 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. Me and the boys all friends and family. We hit up Search and Destroy and Deathmatch. All super stoked for season one. But on Twitch, and it is MilesD14. That's MilesDeep14. And that is everything. That concludes this wonderful podcast. And until next week, remember, always be true to yourself. Never give up. Always keep gaming. Until then, though, later, nerds. This is Miles signing out.